there are some very purposeful and practical reasons to not have baptisms during a Sunday morning service. There are good reasons for getting back together at another time. We've done baptisms in Sunday evening services. We've done baptisms in our company Sundays, and those provide for other kind of opportunities than when we do it right now. The purposeful, maybe less practical, but beneficial reason of doing it right now is because it does absolutely belong with our consecration. So in the five different movements of our liturgy, from the call to worship and confession of sin, as we move into consecration, as we think of our lives in Christ, completely dedicated to following and obeying Him as our Lord and Master, as we think about our lives as image bearers reflecting the identity that He gives us, baptism absolutely fits. Now, it also then lets us, I think this is the third time ever that we've had it as part of the morning service, that also then lets those who get baptized immediately that day participate in communion around the Lord's table with us, and that is a blessing to them. And so this absolutely fits with reminding us of our identity in Christ. And as our one person to get baptized comes this morning and professes his faith, this is what he confesses to be true and wants us to know that he is with us as part of the body of Christ. All right, you want to tell us your name?
Seth Patrick Wainwright.
Seth Patrick Wainwright. I didn't know that middle name part. Good. It happens to be your birthday.
Yes.
Yeah, good. And this will kind of celebrate your spiritual birth as well. So tell us, come over here just a little bit. Tell us why you want to get baptized.
To show everybody that I'm a Christian and to give hope to other sinners.
Okay. To show everyone that you're a Christian, to give hope to other sinners. Love that. So let's talk about sin. Are you a sinner?
Yes.
And what does sin mean?
Disobeying.
Okay, disobeying, and in particular, disobeying who?
God.
Yeah, and God says when we disobey or when we sin, what do we deserve?
Death.
We deserve death, right? So you talked about giving sinners hope. So what is the hope that sinners who deserve death, what is the hope that we have?
For them to repent and believe in that Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose again.
Okay. Yeah, so I mean, this is a thing that we love to be reminded of, that Jesus Christ died for our sins. So he took our place. And then you said it as well, but is he still dead?
No, he rose again on the third day.
Correct. So just as you go under the water here in a minute, like you're being buried, you don't have to stay there.
Mm-hmm, because I rise again.
You will rise again with Jesus because he rose again. Good. So you want everyone to know that you are a believer in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And you want to participate with us around the Lord's table, sharing communion and the bread and the wine.
Yes.
Yes. And you are ready for us to say, if we see you disobeying, you're ready for me, an elder, your parents, a sibling, to say, Seth, you're a baptized young man. It's time you need to obey Jesus. You're ready for that kind of accountability?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what he told me even before the service, was that if elders see him sinning, they need to remind him that he's been baptized. Good. Seth, based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I almost didn't get him all the way under. And the only other person that that's happened to me before went bald, and he blames me, so. But we got fully buried. Good, why don't you stand, and those guys can bring the pulpit back. We're going to have our scripture reading and corporate supplication here in just a minute. But I am actually going to pray for us, pray for Seth, and pray that God would bless his act of obedience in professing his faith in public. that he is one of Christ. Let me pray. Father, even as we have opportunity to remember our own consecration to you, we are yours. Because of your great mercy, we have this life, this hope, even as Seth talked about, that our sin is not what needs to define us. Sin is not what determines our eternity. We no longer need or fear your judgment. You have put that on to your Son, so that we who believe in him might have forgiveness, might have freedom from sin, and might have this hope of eternal life with you. For Seth, do in fact bless not only this particular act of obedience to Jesus, even in the Great Commission, but continue to help him grow and learn to obey all that Christ has commanded. Help us, even as his church, to encourage him and strengthen him as we do the same. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.